AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Wildfires show no sign of slowing down outside Los Angeles. This is the same area where the flames crossed a freeway yesterday, burning some cars. Carol Underhill with the U.S. Forest Service says that fire has calmed down.
The North Fire is 3,500 acres confirmed, 5% contained. The evacuations that occurred last night in the community of Baldy Mesa are still in effect. The 15 freeway has been reopened.
A storm is moving through, bringing some rain in Southern California, which could help, and some lightning as well, which could make the situation even worse. That lightning forced the closure earlier today of about 70 miles of Los Angeles County beaches. They have since reopened. The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, is ordering the arming of National Guardsmen at military facilities across the state. Similar actions have been made in Florida and Louisiana after a recruiting center and a Marine Navy Reserve facility in Chattanooga, Tennessee, were attacked. Four Marines and a Navy sailor were killed. The gunman was killed by police. The top leader in Iran says a nuclear deal reached this week won't change their policies.
In a televised speech, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says much American policy runs counter to Tehran's strategy and that Iran will continue to support its allies in the Middle East, including the Lebanese Hezbollah, Palestinian resistance groups, and the Syrian government. Khamenei also told Iranians that our policy towards the arrogant U.S. government won't change at all. The Ayatollah, who has the final say on all state matters, says the differences make a wide-ranging agreement unlikely. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Four young people from Massachusetts were found dead overnight in a cabin in Maine from apparent carbon monoxide poisoning. Police say an apparent generator in the cabin had run out of gas. The Greek government says the banks there will reopen on Monday after a forced three-week closure, but restrictions remain on cash withdrawals. This is AP Radio News. At a family leadership summit in Ames, Iowa, Republican presidential candidate Marco Rubio says he isn't against the nuclear deal reached with Iran. He doesn't like a clause that the U.S. must fight against sabotage against Iran's nuclear program.
Well, the only people that are trying to sabotage it are our allies. So for the first time in a long time or in American history, we are now required to work against countries like Israel on behalf of Iran.
Also at this summit in Iowa is Donald Trump, who says Iran got the best of this deal.
Secretary Kerry, who's the worst? Worst negotiator. I mean, he didn't read the art of the deal, folks. So Secretary Kerry said very strongly, he said very strongly, we didn't want to bring up the hostages. We didn't want to complicate our deal.
The reach of the deal with Iran was earlier this week. Meantime, Donald Trump is again refusing to rule out a third party run for president if he doesn't win the Republican nomination. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.